With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As Operation Epic Fury continues, the military effort showcases remarkable cooperation between Israeli and American pilots.
Before a bombing mission targeting Iranian assets, Israeli and American pilots exchanged mutual respect and encouragement. The joint campaign has reportedly achieved decisive military successes, including air superiority and the death of Iran's supreme leader. Operation Epic Fury has destroyed much of Iran's navy, ballistic missiles, and political leadership, halting its nuclear ambitions.
Gas prices have surged because of the Iranian conflict, but economist Steve Moore believes they will be coming down soon.
We're going to see for the next couple of weeks maybe the oil price at that level. And then as we start to see these disruptions in the global oil supply chains reduced, I think you'll see oil flow right back down to the, you know, the $3 range that we were seeing a few months ago.
He's with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A progressive activist group reportedly has been caught coaching members on how to conceal their political views during jury selection in federal cases tied to the Trump Department of Justice, and then use jury nullification to block all convictions.
Freedom Trainers, formed in late 2024, reportedly train activists to dress neutrally, avoid revealing political affiliations, and pass through jury selection undetected. Once seated, trainees allegedly are encouraged to vote not guilty regardless of evidence, leveraging jury nullification as a political tool.
The Justice Department warns it takes such attempts to improperly influence juries seriously. The Michigan synagogue that came under attack this past week when an armed man drove his car into the building had for months been strengthening its security apparatus. Experts say that's why nobody died. This is SRN News. As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. The Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in Los Angeles each year, has just wrapped up. The event is also attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. Organizer Michael Satava says, quote, "I think it's evolved to much more of a religion about aliens. A number of the speakers at this year's expo claim to be aliens. One man claimed to be the reincarnation of Christ." Pope Leo says a Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations that he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shaletta, who pleaded not guilty, was arrested at San Diego International Airport, allegedly, while he was trying to get out of the country. This is SRN News. One leading CEO is leaving Washington State. Correspondent Ken Lorman explains why.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following Washington Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually.
Starbucks will open a corporate office in Nashville, offering relocation to Seattle-based employees and expanding its presence in the Southeast. Today is Sunday, March the 15th. It's the 74th day of 2026. On this date in history, 44 B.C., on the Ides of March, Roman dictator Julius Caesar was assassinated by Roman senators, including Brutus and Cassius, who feared that Caesar was working to establish a monarchy. And on this date in 1972, The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola's famous film, debuted in New York. This is SRN News.